Paxton Pitts Nature Reserve is the most fascinating place. At the moment, the water is a bit low. Jim Stevenson was just telling me that the birds that you can see here change according to, well, all sorts of things, weather, but also the level of the water.
Yeah, if you think about our whole area, you know, right across to the fens, to a bird, it only has to nip up in the air and it can see it all.
Yeah.
And so it's all one big place. So where there's flooding, like at Welney Wash, for instance, then you might have all the diving ducks down there, yeah. And we'll have all the dabbling ducks. So, you know, these widgeon out here are often just, well, they've just come down from Iceland. They'll pop into us, but they somehow seem to know when it's time to move over to Welney or to some of the RSPB reserves over there, you know, the Oosfen and those places, you know.
I'm always amazed that they know when it's time to leave this country or arrive in this country, but there's just...
It's they get it wrong sometimes. They get as far as Denmark and come back.
Oh,
yeah,
he'll
leave too early. Really? Yeah. And again, you know, some of these birds will stop in here, and then as the weather gets hard, they go down to Portugal and Spain and come back again.
I presume you've ringed some of them, because otherwise, how do you know what they're doing?
We do. We ring the small birds. We don't ring the wildfowl here much. We do. So that's the. And nowadays, you can put tags on them, and we've tracked nightingales around the site before with tags on them.
So I imagine for visitors here, and we were talking, what was it, 11,000? No,
it's about 140,000.
140,000.
But it's a guess, you see. Only about a quarter of those come into the visitor centre, and that's the only place where we can count them. So there are people here like 24/7 walking around.
Yeah. What I was going to say is they could come several times a year and see completely different birds, obviously, for the season and for other reasons.
Oh, yes, and not just birds. I mean, at the moment, it's a great time for fungi, and we've still got a lot of the leaves on. The colours are lovely today, aren't they?
Yeah.
It was fantastic this morning with the sun out. And we were talking about volunteers a little bit earlier
on.
The volunteer side of it that to do with the visitors that you see is the obvious bit, but there's actually lots of stuff that goes on in the background. And we have our own charity called the Friends of Paxton Pitts Nature Reserve with about 2,000 members.
Really?
And that's our supporters group.
Yeah.
The money that we make through selling teas and coffees and so on goes into the Friends' bank account. And as a charity, it has to spend it on the reserve here. So this bus shelter we're sitting in, that's where the money went.
This is the grandest bus shelter you have ever seen, I might tell you, folks.
Everybody thought you had to have windows in and you had to have a door and all that sort of stuff. It does get drafty, but actually you can see better from this.
Yeah.
It's much cheaper to build. And I don't get any surprises when I open the door and find, you know, a couple snogging in the corner in here.
So we'll pass over that.
Yes.
Okay.
So the Friends is very important to us. It's a good pressure lobby group, and it's a money raiser.
Yeah. And so if you haven't got the time to spend here on the reserve actually working, you could become a friend of the thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
Committee members, treasurers. Yeah. We do secondhand book sales. Or they do all sorts of things. And then also wildlife monitoring. So we've got volunteers doing all that as well.
Yeah.
There's only us here, isn't there? So there's not many staff. There's lots of volunteers.